Poppy Vincent and her father, Charlie Davis, were at an exhibition at the Springfield Art Association in Enos Park to show their work. What each have done is much different from the other. Davis, an 83-year-old lifetime Springfield resident, helped restore the dome in the state capitol by removing years' worth of dirt and grime and matching the colors that had been used with new paint. He worked for a painting and contracting company that had been his father's. Poppy says her father has always been supportive of her own creativity.
I've always been very inspired by my dad. He was always very supportive of me as a child. Whatever kind of endeavor I would go after, he would help me. I remember when I was into paper mache, he helped me make like a penguin and that had feety pajamas on and a big snail and a big rabbit.
These days, she still does art that involves living creatures. Not paper mache, though. She makes jewelry, and on display, she has two brooches that are dragonflies cast in sterling silver. One includes the wings from a butterfly, and the other is covered in gemstones. A photograph by her son is also on the wall. Betsy Dollars, the director of the Springfield Art Association on North 4th Street, where the exhibition will be on display until August 7th. Dollar says she was inspired to host the exhibition, featuring 27 families, because of the artistic legacy in her own. The exhibit features art from five generations of her family. Dollar says she wanted to explore the works of other families where appreciation of art and creativity are values passed through generations.
What I love is the fact that it's not all fine art. You know, we have quilts and cake making and knitting and all kinds of, you know, really crafty things that grandmothers and great-grandmothers did that were very practical, but were truly creative expression. And then it carried down for future generations to explore finer arts.
Dollar shows me the area where her family's work is being shown.
We start here with my great-grandfather, and he made this little cabinet for my mother for her third birthday. He actually had run a shoe factory professionally, but by the time my mother came along, he was retired, and he spent his free time doing woodworking.
Also included is a work of needlepoint that Dollar did with her mother. Dollar says the entire exhibition is one of the most diverse the Springfield Art Association has ever displayed. It covers an expansive range of time and mediums. In the downtown area, history and art buffs are in for a treat. At the Lincoln National Museum of Surveying on Washington Street, a reception was held for an exhibition titled Holding Hands with History. On display are watercolor works that interconnect to show the context of Abraham Lincoln's legacy. They cover a period of time from 1775 to 1865. Kay Smith, a native of Vandalia who now lives in Chicago, says she didn't originally think that she would become a historical painter. But she says her love of American history propelled her. After working on a project in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, the site of the American Continental Army's military camp for a period during the American Revolutionary War, she realized her interests fit together. She says when she went back to Chicago from the two-week project, her mind was made up.
I said to my husband, I am an historical painter, and that's the avenue I'm going to take. Led to a lot of conversation with him. He didn't think it was such a good idea. Too narrow a niche, he said.
But it's a niche that has led to a successful career for Smith. In 1994, the Lincoln Academy bestowed on her the lifetime appointment of Artist Laureate of Illinois. She has traveled the world and created her American Legacy Collection, which includes 270 watercolor paintings and drawings which cover a 500-year period of time. Smith shows me a painting she has done of a popular Springfield site. She explains she's given it her own twist.
This is the painting of Lincoln's home here in Springfield. And it's been painted many, many times by very fine artists. I decided to do it by moonlight, and it's a peaceful, peaceful setting. Lincoln, by his own admission, said this was the only place he had ever been happy.
But Smith uses her paintings to tell deeper stories. They don't just document a historical place and time. They tell what's to come.
I have dark, threatening clouds in the sky that in a short time they're going to obscure the moon and the pleasant scene is going to take on an entirely different look.
And the works included in the exhibition show more than just Lincoln sites. Also featured are paintings of Mount Rushmore and the home of Ulysses S. Grant. Combined, the paintings interconnect to tell an expansive story of the life and times of Abraham Lincoln. and they add to the rich artistic environment in Springfield. I'm Rachel Otwell.